Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, our second hour of the Dr. Pat Show today. And we are thrilled to have you here and joining us. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones joining us here today. We are taking on a very interesting conversation. I know Benny is going to jump in on this one. Are Americans losing their compassion? Are Americans losing their compassion? What an interesting conversation this is going to be. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, best-selling author. She's authored over 1,500 magazine articles on holistic health and wellness, 25 books, and much more. She is the go-to person when it comes to topics on health, wellness, and human potential, and is very vocal about what is going on in our medical holistic wellness arena and what we, all of us, can do to take our lives back in a lot of different ways. She's joining us here today. Everybody get ready. Where are you on? Which side of the fence are you on this? And we'd love to hear from you throughout the show today. Our toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819. But I want to give you an opportunity to participate in our instant feedback. You could go to thedrpatshow.com on the right-hand side. You could weigh in through our instant feedback mechanism. You can also go to Transformation Talk Radio on the right-hand side, ask a question, weigh in, and much more later on today. Many of you are pinging me right now, asking me about Lisa Williams. Lisa Williams is on later on today. We don't do 3 hours of the Dr. Pat Show, so I just want to tell you that. She is going to be on a Karen Hager show, but right now we're taking on, are Americans losing their compassion? Please feel free to weigh in. Susan, I got to ask you why you picked this topic, and welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be with you as always. And, you know, I picked it because I've been traveling all around the country promoting my latest book called Walking on Air. And it's a question I often get. People in my workshops, or they pull me aside during a book signing and they'll say something like this: are people really getting meaner? Or, Susan, is it just my imagination? And, you know, so I've been thinking about this a lot lately, from the halls of Congress to the main streets of small-town America, and, of course, our big cities. You know, it seems to me like many people are no longer capable of civility or listening to others' viewpoints if they're different than theirs, or just showing some compassion. And I think where it all stems is that so many people these days are burning the candle at both ends every day. They're walking around in sleep debt. They really have no time to call their own. And I call this, they're living on the fast track, that spin cycle lifestyle. And when you have no time to call your own, one of the things that goes really quickly is your patience and your kindness and your compassion. So I do see lots of people losing their compassion. But rest assured that before this show's over, I'm going to give you lots of suggestions on how to reconnect with and reclaim your inherent compassion.
So, I mean, before we get to that, I mean, I think we really need to explore why that might be. And I don't know that we can continue without sort of giving everybody an idea of what we mean when we say compassion.
Well, do you have time to listen to someone else? Do you have time to do little acts of kindness? How are you even driving? Do you let people ever in front of you when they have their turn signal on? Do you talk abruptly to people and put them down? These are all signs that we're not living as compassionately as we should be. Now, and I know one of the big reasons why people aren't as compassionate as before. You know how it is when you've gotten a good night's sleep and you wake up refreshed and more hopeful, optimistic, and positive. And the latest studies that came out in the last week say that almost 85% of Americans are in sleep debt. And when you're in sleep debt, we talked about this on a previous show that was all about sleep, you're more irritable, you're more impatient, your blood pressure goes higher, and you're just basically not a fun person to be around. Not only that, but it makes you gain weight, and it shortens your lifespan. And so when we're not getting enough sleep, I think that people become more stressed out. And when you don't manage your stress level, it causes you to be more fearful about your life. They're connected. And when you're very fearful about the future and what's going on, then you try to control everything around you. And this leads to lowered self-esteem. And, of course, that outpictures into less compassion to others. And when you're not feeling as compassionate and your self-esteem gets lower, you know how when you're not feeling so great about yourself for whatever the reasons, it disconnects you from other people. And this all is, I think, reflecting in a society that's less compassionate.
Well, I mean, I have to ask the obvious question. You know, doesn't that mean that we are less compassionate about ourselves when it comes to ourselves?
Yes.
Because, yeah.
It always begins with you. The most important relationship you can ever work on is the relationship with yourself. And your life and all of its magnificence is always a reflection of how you feel about yourself. But it's hard to feel great about yourself when you're sick and you're tired and you're exhausted throughout the day and your clothes don't fit because you've gained weight and you have a headache and you've got ailments and health issues, which is why it's so important to focus on your body. Really, good health is the foundation of a happy, joy-filled life and a compassionate life.
Well, you know, I think that we have to have a conversation about what's going on. And what I mean by that is that, the body is extremely important, and you know this. But emotionally, and we've done shows on this, emotionally and psychologically, there is a lot going on out in the world right now in this country. Unemployment rates, looking at trying to find solutions in getting jobs, people watching their stock market, walking into work every day and being insecure about that, being at a job you don't love anymore, being in relationships that are wearing you down. I mean, I'm not saying this is like this for everyone, but there seems to be that we are in a pressure cooker. Not that we have never been in a pressure cooker before, because I will tell you, if you talk to my best friend's mom, she will tell you, she will say, you know what, sister, you have not seen anything until you have lived through the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to her, okay, how did that feel for you? She said, have you read the headlines about people jumping off buildings? Well, yeah, she's absolutely right about that. But that doesn't mean that we don't live in a time, especially for our young people, that is extremely stressful.
You know, absolutely. But we've got to remind ourselves this, and this is what you and I've talked about before. My grandmother told me this when I was a teenager. She would say, my nickname is Sunny, so she'd say, Sunny, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And while we're living in a difficult time these days, and especially for most people listening, it's probably harder for you than ever before, that means that it's also more important than ever before to look at your thoughts and where are you putting your thoughts and what are you putting your focus on? Because we know in life that whatever you place your conscious awareness on, you pull more of the same back into your life. You know, as you believe and trust, so you will create and achieve. And so as difficult as things may be and as hard as all the appearances, and I'll put quotes around appearances may be, it is important to focus on the positive. Focus on those things for which you are grateful. This means visualizing each day. This means doing some meditation. And this also means affirming what you want. You know, on my website, every day I get up before any of you probably wake up, even if you're over in Europe, and I'm up hours before the sun comes up, and I put a new inspirational quote and an affirmation. And then in the morning before I start my day, Dr. Patton, you know this, I always meditate. Meditation is the hub of the wheel for me, and I've been a disciplined meditator now for almost 40 years. And this correlates with compassion, because studies done last month show that if you meditate 30 minutes a day, according to these new studies, this changes your brain waves in a positive way and makes you feel calmer, less stressed and anxious, and more compassionate. And then they took it one step further. They found in these studies that compassionate people are healthier, happier, and more successful at work, and they earn more money. Now, if that's not enough to get you all beginning to meditate a little bit every day, those people that meditate look 12 to 15 years younger than those people who don't meditate. That's all backed by scientific study. So there's simple things you can do throughout the day to help you be calmer, less anxious, more like you feel you're in control of your life, which will help you to be more compassionate to other people. By the way, on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, in the current November newsletter, I have all these suggestions on how to practice acts of kindness every day and simple things you can do. And I also, as I mentioned just last night, I put a new blog up about are Americans losing their compassion and how you can be a more compassionate person. So that's all right there on my website.
All right, everyone, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what some of these ideas are. How do you step into gratitude when you're feeling the pain? How do you shift that pain from pain and angst to love? Dr. Susan Smith Jones joining us here today. You're definitely, if you want to get some help, creating a little vibrational shift for yourself, we have opened up the phone lines, 1-800-930-2819 for you. And we're taking your questions at our instant feedback system. So go to drpatlive.com and make sure you're on the right-hand side. Ask us a question. Weigh in. Want to hear your comments on this. Do you think that you've lost your compassion? Or have some of you actually raised the bar? Are some of you kinder now than you've ever been? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you at a crossroads? feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. My gosh, we need to start getting the outtakes from what goes on during the breaks because I'm a little fired up about this topic. Are Americans losing their compassion? So you know what? Here's what I want to say, Susan. I'm sorry. This is your lucky day, Dr. Susan. Here's what I want to say. You know, maybe they are. And maybe they have a right to do so in a lot of ways. So let me just play devil's advocate for a moment. I love being the devil every once in a while. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
All right. So I was telling you I was talking to somebody that, you know, you haven't seen nothing but depression. So here's, though, the other part of the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. The other part of the conversation is, and we had a lot of things in our favor. We had a government that cared. This now I'm kind of paraphrasing. We had a government that really cared for us. We came together. There were soup kitchens lines. We attempted to help each other, not rob each other. And the conversation goes on and on and on. You know, when things started to turn around, people could go get a job and feel secure in that job and know that they would work 10, 20, 30 years, and at the end of that, they would get a pension. Maybe not a whole lot, but they would get something. And beyond all of that, they could live the rest of their lives and enjoy it. Medicare, Medicaid, not something that was in question. Social Security was a birthright for people that came through that era. And here we are now, Dr. Susan. Let's talk about compassion from a more global level. I'm not even going to talk worldwide. But let's just say from a national level. I was interviewing a couple of folks the other day, and of course, my body of research is all about broken promises. And I want to ask you, statement that was made to me was, how can we have compassion, loyalty for our company? How can we have that level of commitment, compassion, when there is not much we can trust? We can't trust that we're going to have some of the things that previous generations have. We can't trust we're going to have the education that you had. They're talking to me. And this was a group of multi-age people, right? Not just older people, younger people. And, you know, I walked away from there thinking to myself, wow. Wow. And because I do this positive talk show, and I am optimistic. I am positive. I am at this place where I think we should be empowered, Dr. Susan, but I'm also at this place where you can't keep breaking promises to people. I'm sorry, I went off right there.
Yeah, no, that's all right. And there's so many things I want to say.
I'm sorry, it's true.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And my wish and hope is that we get back to the values that we had decades ago. Because, now I'm going to bring up a few points. It's hard to have compassion for anyone else until you first have compassion for yourself. But you also need to watch where you put your faith. Too often people live outside themselves with everything, putting their faith in their business, their retirement fund, you know, everything outside themselves. And the faith needs to go in you, because sadly you can't trust everyone else. You can't trust that your job's going to be there a year from now. But you need to bring to the plate the very best you possible. You need to clean and take care of your own garden. And that way, the rest of your world is going to go a little bit better, because we need to keep our word with other people. We can't always trust that they're going to keep their word with us, but we must keep our word. And I look now how we're losing humanity with everyone doing everything online and emails and not picking up the phone and talking to someone. Whereas in the olden days, we could trust that our neighbors would be there for us. And if we got hurt, a neighbor and a friend or a family member would take us to the hospital. Now, you know, most of our stuff is done digitally and online. And, you know, and that's why I'm a big believer in the importance of, when possible, pick up the telephone and call someone rather than always emailing. And if you put your faith where it should be, inside yourself, and you know that you'll keep your word, that you will create your best life, that you will help other people, then, Pat, what we're going to do is, one person at a time, we're going to change the world. But there's such a mass consciousness right now of people losing faith and trust and living in fear and feeling like they have no control. But it begins with you taking the best care of your body possible, because when you can be healthy and happy and optimistic and positive, you're going to shine your light a little bit brighter. And whether or not any of you feel it right now, at the level of the heart, we're all connected. And as you shine a little bit brighter, it's going to inspire people around you, and then they'll shine a little bit brighter. And this is how we're going to change our country and then the world. But it always begins with you. So you be the person that you want to be, and then you will attract more of that into your life.
Well, I, you know, this is a message that the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio has been built upon. It is that message. And yet, you know, today is a great opportunity for you and I to have a real conversation, because you're absolutely right. You know, my journey here in the past 8 years has definitely been one of, if I take that one step and I do something, some kind of level of kindness, some kind of gratitude, thing of gratitude, you know, do something to help the world, then I am doing my part. But you know what someone said to me the other day when we were talking about this? This was a great analogy. Benny will get a chuckle out of this. It was a great analogy. And, you know, he likes to watch the football. Likes to watch football. So he says, let me explain this to you in terms of football. And here I was ready for this.
Uh-huh.
He said, yeah. He said, football, up and down the field they go. You get the ball, you get the team, you're moving up the field, you got some people that are not wanting you to get up the field, you got, then they get the ball, and then they cut, and then, here they come, they're coming back, and now you got some people that they don't want you to get up the field, right? But you
right.
get up the field. He said, here's the difference. If it's a game where you're getting up the field and back the field, and you're on the 20 and you move to the 30, it's an even playing level, he said, level playing field. He said, however, now, imagine this scenario. And I actually didn't get this till I was watching a football game on Sunday. He said, now imagine you've got a referee out there. And the referee, for whatever reason, starts to call, what do they call them? The referee, what are those things that happen? The penalties?
Penalties, flags?
What, flags, right, okay. Thank you. Penalties and flags,
throw your little
right?
hanky on the ground?
Right. He says, you're starting at the 20-yard line and you got the ball. And all of a sudden, referee says, holding. You're now back 15 at the 5. The referee comes on and he says, okay, 10.
That's okay.
The referee comes back on and all of a sudden the referee says, illegal use of the hands. Now you're at the 5-yard line. So here's the thing. If you are on a level playing field, I want you to address this when you come back. Level playing field. This is kind of what Joan was saying, right? Level playing field. You have a chance. You can move forward. You can take a step forward. You can take a step forward. But if for some reason you're getting these penalty flags thrown, are you ever going to get out of the end zone? So what he was saying to me in this analogy, which I went home, I had to think about this. What he was saying is that what's happening is that everything that we've said is true. We have to learn a new level of accountability. We know that. But for the people that didn't know that and really are at a place right now where they didn't know the rules of the change would change so drastically, for them, they are so far, what do we say, in the penalty zone that it's hard for them to see compassion when they can't get back to the 20-yard line. So there you go. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is going to take on the National Football League and that analogy about compassion when we come back with the Dr. Pat Show. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Action Whey and Emerald Sea combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald Sea on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
got booted off the air.
Yeah, right?
I'm telling you. That dude got booted off the air. Monday Night Football. You know what? We're talking about Tuesday. Dr. Susan, it's actually Wednesday. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is in the house. And we're talking about the question, are Americans losing their compassion? You know, for those of you out there, if you want to weigh in, if you want to give us your thoughts and opinion or insights, please give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to give us your comments through our instant feedback process, certainly can do that by going to thedrpatshow.com or to go to Transformation Talk Radio on the right-hand side. Just put in your comments. I don't necessarily have to mention your name, but we'd love to hear what you think about this topic. Many sides to the same coin, Dr. Susan. Okay, I gave you a little bit to think about what my buddy presented me with the little football deal. And I don't know who he wasn't talking about the Seahawks because they did pretty good the other day. Must have been talking about Philadelphia.
Luckily.
Huh?
Oh, the Seahawks played luckily.
There we go. Dr. Susan.
Yes. All right. And that was a great football analogy. You know, I look at, well, let's talk about compassion.
All right.
You've got to put your compassion where it's warranted as well. If a company lets you go and you never should have been fired or takes away whatever, your retirement in the company, absolutely that company does not deserve your compassion. But I have an attitude as to why things happen in my life, and it helps to keep me sane and positive and hopeful. And I always ask this question, and it's just a change in the preposition. Instead of saying, why is this happening to me, to is the preposition here, I instead ask, why is this happening for me? Because when we lose a job or, you know, things that we wish had happened aren't happening and we lose our patience, I think the universe is always trying to steer us in the right direction. And whenever things don't go the way you want them to go or you think they should be going in your life, look at that as a way that the universe is communicating with you. Because I truly believe that we are, I am, you are, none of us are ever alone. And sometimes things need to fall apart before they can come back together at a much higher level. It doesn't always work that way, but when we come up against hardships and challenges, they're going to make us stronger and wiser. If we can take the wisdom that we learn from every situation, and sometimes I believe that we all have guardian angels. I don't believe, I know it. And sometimes we're hit by that cosmic 2x4 and even a financial 2x4 because we're not in the job we're supposed to be in, and we've been settling for less, and it's time to reprioritize and step up to the plate and create our best life. And we've just been coasting along and living inside the box, but everything happens to us for a reason. Sometimes it's about asking the right questions and then doing all the other things we'll talk about to help you think more clearly, have better focus, have more optimism, and feel more positive. See, every morning, I don't think I've ever told you this, or maybe I have, but every morning I get up and the first thing I do is I go into the bathroom and into the mirror, and nobody's living with me, so I can belt this out. I sing the song from the musical Oklahoma. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. And that is a great way to start the day. And just a little practical advice for everyone for tomorrow morning when you wake up. The first 40 minutes of the day set the tone for the entire day. So how do you want those 40 minutes to be? You want to be relaxed, peaceful, healthy, and happy. At least I do. So do what you can the night before, like setting out your workout clothes or your work clothes or getting the breakfast table set or getting the kids' lunches made so that the next morning, the first 40 minutes can be just the way you want them to be.
Well, you know, this is really gets back to what we started talking about. And, you know, how do you pull yourself up? And I think what you're sharing here, Dr. Susan, is that there are things that you have learned and certainly things I've learned along the way to help with the process of making sure that compassion is not something that gets lost. That compassion, I don't think compassion gets lost. I think it gets replaced. I think compassion gets replaced by resentment.
Yeah.
You know, do you know that compassion and resentment cannot coexist?
No, that's right.
They cannot. Love and resentment cannot coexist.
But I assure you that if you start having more compassion for yourself, you're going to more easily have compassion for other people. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of acts of kindness that can change one's life. Like I always let people in front of me if they have their indicator on, you know, in the car, and I wave at them, and rarely do they even acknowledge me, you know, but I do that. Three and a half weeks ago, I was walking in Brentwood where I live. I parked my car on the main boulevard, and I went to do some errands, and I came back, and there was a yellow rose on the windshield of my car. I was parked in front of a florist shop, and someone, and this is what I write about in my November newsletter about the importance of kindness. Someone left a little note. Maybe he or she was too shy to wait for me or talk to me, and the note said, Susan, you've made a positive difference in my life. Thank you. Here's a little gift for you. And I have no idea who left that, but it was, and I'll never forget that act of kindness. And then I took that yellow rose with me, and I had to go grocery shopping after that, and it was in my basket, and it was so wonderful. And I met a mom in the store with three kids that, Pat, they were out of control. Two were crying, one was yelling, and I walked up to the mom because I had the yellow rose with me, and I gave her the yellow rose. You know, I passed it on, and I said, here, I think you deserve this. Well, my giving the rose to this lady shocked the kids, and so they all piped down really quickly, and I told her how I got the rose. But little simple acts of kindness like that can make such a difference, but it's hard to be kind to other mm-hmm. people, show compassion, unless you first show kindness to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that you can increase compassion and kindness internally is literally by exercising, and when possible, do the green exercise, take it outdoors. A study a month ago at England's University of Essex found that 5 minutes of green exercise, so maybe it's a brisk walk or gardening or whatever else you do, hiking or just, you know, going in the park for a little bit on your way home from work. Not only does that boost your mood and your self-esteem, but studies show that it also increases one's compassion. And not only that, but they did a further a follow-up study and put posters of beautiful nature scenes with expansive views and found that viewing something of nature like mountains or a lake or the ocean made people more compassionate. So if you have to work in a cubbyhole all day at an office and there's no window, make sure you've got a beautiful scene of nature there to look at, because it will make you less anxious, more compassionate, and more relaxed. And well, if you need to calm down, you know, things like lemon balm tea, which boosts your mood and helps take away depression. Chamomile relaxes you. You know, not nice little things like this will do make a positive difference in your body.
Well, one of the things, though, you know, that we're also talking about here is some of the things that we can do to shift our energy. I mean, it's hard sometimes for folks to go from wherever they are, if it is a dark place, to compassion. So, you know, it's kind of like
You know, I'm from New York. So, you know, if you ever want to go to the top of the Empire State Building, right?
I was just there last week.
Exactly, right, yep. right. So, you know, there is the express elevator, you know, route, and then there's the one that will stop along the way. You know, when I would go to the World Trade Center in New York, and I love doing that, you know that there is the express elevator that will take you from floor 0 to 32 or something, right?
Right.
Or you could take the other elevator, and it's going to stop at all the floors. You know, hotels do that. So this is really what we're talking about, that, you know, if you can't go from wherever you are to a place of compassion, you can go from wherever you are to the next vibrational level up.
There you go. And you want the fast track to being completely compassionate. And the fast track is, it's such a simple thing. It costs no money at all. And it's so important, and that's just adopt a meditation practice. You know, it's great if you can bookend your day with meditation first thing in the morning and sometime before you go to bed at night. But if you only have one time during the day, I recommend that you make that in the morning, because that will help set the tone for the rest of the day. And, you know, in meditation, you listen to your intuition. You'll notice that your mind is constantly chattering, but you allow your mind to become still and open, because meditation establishes a quiet, dynamic mind, and it puts you in touch with, completely reconnects you with the light and the love and the peace that is within you. And that way you can live from more inner guidance in everything you do throughout the day than always judging by appearances. And in your life, when things aren't the way you want them to be, it is incumbent upon you to simply see the situation, no matter its topic or appearance, as already resolved. Give thanks that it's so, and then let it go and continue to focus on the positive. I also believe, I'm not sure where you stand on this, but we've got guardian angels that watch us. And our guardian angels like us to ask them to help. We have free will. But so every morning after my meditation, I say to my guardian angels, you know, show me the way. I trust in thee. Show me what to do today. Take charge of this. Make the path smoother. And honestly, on days when I don't do that or I don't meditate, things don't go as smoothly. Or when I have major challenges like we all do, I know that I can handle it better when I've been disciplined with eating good foods, meditating, and staying consistent with exercise.
All right. Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about what we do trust. You know, there is an expression in this country, in God we trust. How important is that in the scheme of things? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I know that we are young, and I know that she may love me, but I just...
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself, so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones here. Just about everything that she is talking about today and some of the solutions and some of the things we've talked about today. She does an incredible blog, newsletter. Her books are phenomenal. I mean, they're life-changing. She's been joining us a regular on the show and actually filled in for me before. So I want to make sure everybody out there has got the information that you guys need to find out more about her, or sign up for the blog and get some of this information on a regular basis. Dr. Susan, why don't we go ahead and do that before we kind of wrap up here?
Sure. Yeah, get out a pen and paper. I'll give you a telephone number where you can get one of my books free. But check out my website. It's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. I have lots of information in the November newsletter. I even write in the November newsletter and in my blog. You'll see blog up there in the navigation bar about are Americans losing their compassion. Notice to the right of the November newsletter is a new bonus gift for everyone. Sign up for the newsletter. That way you're entered into a drawing where every week I pick someone, and it's now 90 minutes that once a week I contact someone and we have a visit. You can ask me anything you want. So there's lots of good information on my website, and also my brand new book, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. You want to get that before December 1st so you can start the program in December and go through it lightly, and then you'll have it so you can go through it in earnest on January 1st. And anybody who purchases Walking on Air can get a free copy of my booklet CD combo called Nature's Medicine Chest at this number. It's 1-800-523-9971. 1-800-523-9971. And you'll get all that info on the homepage of SusanSmithJones.com.
And I want to just tell everybody, you all that are pinging me, I just want to make a couple of announcements because I know we must have put some things out in the newsletter that weren't exactly correct. So let me straighten you out. Mary Jane Mack is on tomorrow at 11 o'clock right here on Alternative Talk and WBLQ. And I want to say that later on today at 3 on Transformation Talk Radio with Karen Hager is a psychic mediumship, Lisa Williams. That's 3 o'clock, TransformationTalkRadio.com. So I want to make sure you all know that those shows will be on. You'll be able to call in. And Jack Canfield is on tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on My Voice America station. So, yes, Lisa Williams is 3 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio, everybody. I just want to make sure you know you have that. They will be taking your calls. And Mary Jane Mack is tomorrow, which is Thursday, at 11 o'clock right here. Just to clear up a few little things we had going on there in that newsletter. So there you go. Susan, let's do a little wrap up here because I want to get back to, you know, let's get back to our core for a minute. You know, I can talk about this topic with you now because of my own journey here in the past 20 years or so. And, you know, coming from a place of having some of the disappointments, you know, being at a place where, you know, you're resentful about certain things that happen, and to the point of my body breaking down. And it wasn't really until I discovered the hard way, right? Like, about some of the things that you're referring to. You know, some of the, that's why I do this show. When I first started to do this show, I didn't have a clue about hardly any of this. Right. Intuitively, I knew that in 2003, I had a message about optimism to take out into the world. But I didn't have an idea. You know, meditation, I called, I think one of the first shows I did here on KKNW, I called it mediation. And so it is a journey. And what we're talking about and what you're sharing is compassion in action. Meaning that there are actions, things that we can do despite our circumstances, despite what's going on in the world, where we can have compassion for ourselves and then move to that next level of compassion for others. But the acts of human kindness, don't they begin with us? Isn't that what we're also talking about here today? So turn off the headlines because, you know, it's probably the last time I'm going to go on a kind of rant that I had here today about that. Turn off the headlines, turn things off, and turn on your own headlines. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, sharing our own love and kindness always begins with ourselves first. So what is it you can do today? What simple things can you do to show that loving kindness towards yourself? Maybe you can, on the way home from work today, you can park your car at a local park and maybe take 10 minutes to walk. And maybe as you're walking, you learn right in those few moments to live in the moment and breathe deeply and appreciate the beauty around you. Because when you appreciate beauty around you, it changes the whole vibrational rate of your body. Maybe instead of turning into a fast food restaurant today, you can go to a supermarket and get something that's healthier to feed your body. Maybe you can show kindness to yourself by getting to bed an hour earlier, or maybe meditating at some point today or tomorrow morning and then continue that every day. And most importantly, and you and I have done a whole show on this together, start keeping your word with yourself. Because when you don't honor your word and what you say you're going to do with yourself and others, you disconnect from your spirit, you darken your soul, it causes your body to be depressed, and you lose faith in yourself. And when you lose faith in yourself, you lose faith in everything. So it begins with how you are treating yourself. Develop a loving relationship with yourself, and then you'll be more compassionate with everyone else in your life. And all of this is written in one of my latest blogs that I posted just yesterday for your listeners for today's show.
Let's bring this to a beautiful, beautiful conclusion. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining me here today. You know, it's always such a great, great a time to hang out with you and talk about some of these things, right?
I love it. Yeah, it goes by too quickly.
I know it does. I want to ask you, again, thank you for joining me here today, but I also want to ask you, would you mind, please, leaving a personal message? What do you want to leave all of us with today?
You know, it would be this. It's the simple lifestyle choices. Nothing major, but the simple choices, what you eat, how you deal with stress, how often you exercise, how much sleep you get and water you drink, and of course what you think. These have the most enormous impact on your
longevity and the quality of your life. So choose to make the simple choices beginning this moment to make your life the best it can be, because our life is a result of the countless choices we make day in and day out, and it's up to you to create your best life.
Thank you, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, everyone. Hey, we'll see you right back here later on tomorrow with the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day.